I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. All sorts of great stuff going on. I can't tell you that the weather is necessarily perfect for everyone, but now sitting at 94 degrees. It is toasty. There's no other way to describe it, and the humidity is ticking up as well. Well, I mean, you know, what can I tell you? It's second week of June in Central Virginia, so is what it is. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joins us every Friday Eve. We talk a little bit about what's going on, some of the pure political things, but also the way that media, legacy news media in particular, is or is not covering these issues. And it's just always great to chat with Brian, and I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Your AC is working there in the studio.
Oh, yes. Yes, even I have conceded 94 is hot.
94. Oh,
yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No. It is what it is. What can I tell you? And
well, it beats being cold and rainy and wet and, you know, I'm sorry, but I'd rather, that's better.
Well, we've always got room for you down here in our beloved Commonwealth.
So, you bet.
We would welcome it. All right. We got so much we've got to address this week, Brian, including this brand new thing that you're doing. And I don't even want to try and describe it because you hit me up with this messenger thing. It's like, okay, I'm just going to ask you to talk about it. So you want to do it at the beginning or you want to save it till the end? You tell me.
Ah, well, which thing? Because I always have 20 things going on.
All right.
And
well,
my memory is just not what it used to be anymore. So,
all right. If that's the case, then start with the analysis of Los Angeles, and then we'll move into some other things. Tell me what you're seeing and hearing and what we should be seeing and hearing.
Yeah, well, I think that the way history has been rewritten, Jeff, is just unbelievable because they have essentially, the news media has erased from the history books the fact that George H.W. Bush, over 30 years ago, called in the military, right?
Right.
And, you know, and there was very little controversy.
Yes.
And we had those courageous Korean guys on the rooftops with, you know, that were aiming there. Well, those guys were, I wish we could bring them back. I don't know where they are now. Somebody should find him and interview him.
Yes.
I want to know what those guys are up to these days. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
That was the spirit of America right there. It's like defending its turf, you know?
Exactly.
And now we've got this rewrite of history. It's this fascism, and look, he's calling in the military, and, you know, like, well, what's he supposed to? And then Gavin Newsom sitting there trying to thwart that. And then you have Rachel Maddow on MSNBC trying to encourage. She wants more riots. You know, there aren't enough riots for her.
That's
she
right.
wants more burning. They want more images of buildings burning, and so they can call it a you know, fiery but peaceful protest.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
CNN. Remember that?
Oh, they're still doing it. And it is. Let me ask you this, because your expertise in the world of media is without parallel. So shouldn't they have learned a lesson or two when you have Brian Stelter the other day sitting there, Mr. Potato Head, all in his glory, saying, well, you know, there's really not all that much going on. It's kind of boring and blah, blah, blah. And on my other screen, I have images, the live video. I'm not even going through a traditional network. I am looking at some guy with a cell phone who is standing down the street saying, here's what's going on. The nitwit on Channel 7 in Los Angeles going, well, just a bunch of people, you know, having fun watching cars burn. They have learned nothing, Brian, nothing.
No, they've learned nothing. And the way the news media portrays it, you know, remember the gradual deterioration of California. And I think that may be hard for Virginians and other Americans to understand because, you know, California, they have gradually just gone down and down and down and down. And you have these street takeovers that take place almost every night in cities like Oakland and in L.A. and other cities where, you know, you have have these just gang-banging punks spinning their cars around in circles and hitting people sometimes. And, you know, the police don't even try to challenge them or stop it because of fear, you know, and you'd never get the support of Gavin Newsom or your corrupt mayor or whatever else. So they, you know, to them, this is just another step in the slow descent into, you know, where.
Yeah. It's happened in the space of what, two generations? Because we had in the 1960s into the 1970s, right? Ronald Reagan was governor of California.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it used to be an amazing state. Yeah. A beautiful state was ruined. It was absolutely destroyed, Jeff. You know, it used to be a great place to live, and now it's probably one of the worst states to live in the whole country by far. But absolutely by far.
One of the reasons that's becoming clearer to some of us, and I want to get your sense of this, Brian, one of the reasons that they are fighting so hard, whether it's Karen Bass or Alex Padilla or Gavin Newsom, to maintain their population of illegal aliens is that in terms of congressional seats, everyone is counted, citizen or not. So this bumps up their numbers. And
yeah.
The most conservative outlook, and this comes from a far left-wing organization, but it is the most conservative, says, without question, California is going to lose four congressional seats. That's a given, just because of the out-migration of people who have had enough. So they really are desperate to hang on to the illegal alien population, aren't they?
Well, and I think one of the worst things that happened with the rigging of the 2020 election was the fact that then the Democrats were able to come in and rig the census data, to then come in and rig the data in a way where a bunch of blue states hung on to congressional seats that they shouldn't have. There are a whole bunch of states where this happened, and we could go down a list, but that would be a side topic for another day. But bottom line is, you're absolutely right. They need millions of illegals, but, you know, I mean, boy, I mean, I've lived out there. I've lived out west. And when I was in college, I was in the dorms with a bunch of kids from L.A. There were a bunch of rich kids from L.A., and I'd never been around kids like that before. And they all lived with hired help. They all lived with nannies and cooks and gardeners and drivers and, you know, all illegals. Wow. And, you know, there's a whole lifestyle in Southern California built around cheap under the table labor. And so these kids grew up, you know, none of them knew how to wash the laundry or wash a dish or, you know, it was a disaster living around them. And they were all really bratty too. I mean, I really didn't enjoy it. But the thing is, I did not understand the extent to which Southern California relies on illegals for their labor. I don't know if there's a parallel anywhere else in the U.S. Maybe New York City, maybe one or two other places. But it is a whole culture there where you just have five or six staff for even houses that maybe aren't the biggest mansions at all. But maybe you're just upper middle class, but you have someone to do everything for you so you don't have to do it yourself. And they can't, they don't want to lose that, Jeff. They don't want to lose it.
I guess. You know, you use the phrase, it must be nice, I guess. I don't know.
I've never known that kind of living. You know, I've never experienced it, but it is a whole. So that is why they're worried. You know, it's a bunch of mostly basically rich white Hollywood liberals who don't want to lose Juan and Jose and Maria and Guadalupe and whatever else. And, you know, and it's a sad thing. So that's what the fight is over. It's about protecting, you know, the rich. I mean, so you have these protesters out there, and I want to stop and ask them, is like, why do you want to protect rich Hollywood producers from having to pay Americans, you know, like, say, minimum wage for the labor around their estates? Why is that important to you?
That's a great question.
Oh, they're paid by George Soros or whatever. So obviously this matters to, you know, or who knows who.
No, that's a great point. Now, let me ask you, because I'll remind everybody, we joke about it. I talk about my beloved Commonwealth.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage. I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Which is now Virginia, but there was a time my beloved Commonwealth was Massachusetts, and that's still yours. The Vineyard and Nantucket. I mean, those folks are in an absolute outrage that the same thing has happened, right? ICE has come in and removed the people who would ordinarily during the summer months be super serving the super rich out on the Vineyard and Nantucket.
Well, and that's what happened. So when Obama became president, those islands, Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, became discovered by, a lot of them are from L.A., actually. A lot of them are the Hollywood set and the Silicon Valley set, who didn't even know about those places before Obama, and then just started buying up those houses and driving up the prices and, importing the illegal labor or bringing it in some whatever way they can. And all of a sudden, you've got these islands that are, you know, home to billionaires, and yet they're loaded to the gills with illegals.
Yep.
So it's a really, but again, hired help. You know, these guys are not going to cook their own meals. They're not going to do their own laundry. You know, they're not going to fuel up their own private jet.
Oh,
there's the guy at the airport for that. Okay, I'll give him that one. But, you know what I'm saying with this, you know? It's like private jets don't clean themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a sick, sick thing. But this is about elitism.
Yes.
This is not about... whatever it is the left's trying to make the argument about. It's really, really about globalism as much as anything.
Absolutely.
It's a global elite.
I mean, this is Davos just on all of, well, it's everywhere now. Tell
exactly,
me.
Davos. Exactly.
Davos, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about what seems to be one of your projects percolating. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm going to say it. Media EQ channel. What are we doing with that?
Oh, that's a chat room. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wasn't sure what you were referring to. We've got a chat room on our Media Equalizer page. I can't fit. So it's something that Facebook just started offering, and I can't figure out where the on switch is to let people chat and comment in there. So right now it's just us posting things in there, and then without people being. So I got to turn. I got to get a hold of somebody there and figure out how to turn the on switch so that everybody can start chatting. Because I would love to have your listeners there chatting. But, you know, you could still participate on our Media Equalizer page at any time on Facebook. Media Equalizer, one word.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say. So we need everybody to go over there, and while you are figuring out where the on button is, we will be on the regular Media Equalizer page on Facebook, eagerly awaiting the time that you push the right button, Mr. Maloney.
That's right, the button. I mean, if they made this stuff simple, I would have had to figure it out, but they make everything mindlessly complicated. Facebook is worse than a government agency. I mean, worse. And I don't say that lightly at all.
Oh,
the bureaucracy inside that company and these Silicon Valley guys, they put the government to shame.
And this is why they don't have time to do stuff around their own homes, Brian. They're busy complicating your social media life. You are the best, my friend. I love you.
Exactly. Google billionaires, you know? Yeah. Exactly.
That's crazy. I appreciate you being here, sir. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. You're going to find him over on Facebook. Just look for Media Equalizer. And as soon as he figures out the button, Jeremy, do me a favor. Take some pity on Brian. Jump on that page, because I'll bet you will be able to figure out where that button is, and then it'll get even that much better. We got all sorts of great stuff coming up, including some snippets from this morning's interview from Richmond's Morning News with the sitting sheriff of the city of Richmond. Good stuff. Don't miss it. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.